people misunderstand having humble mindsets as opposed to having a go-getter mindset, to having a killer mindset. And the difference is, it's that thought process of when you're feeling down, when you're feeling weak, how's your mind gonna respond?
The brain is the most powerful weapon in the world.
Everyone seems to think that this world, this government, somebody owes them something. Nobody owes you shit.
Your brain is the only thing you have when you're going through depression, when you're going through hard times, you're going through death. Real life.
If you want something, go out there and get it.
You gotta tell your brain where you wanna go and how you wanna go and how you wanna get there. You gotta control it. If not, it's over. That's why people gotta understand what is in us, we have no idea until we start trying hard. It's not always meant to be fun. And that's when you know you're trying hard.
That's all there is to it.
Go back again. Go back again. Go back again.
That's the definition of resiliency. And no one seems to have it anymore.
I got it.
Yeah, buddy. Woo! Lightweight, baby.
Yeah, buddy. Let's do this.
Woo! Every time I hear that, it pumps me up. It's a good day. It's wild card weekend in the NFL, and the Patriots have been knocked out, so I'm in a really good mood. So this is for all of the parents out there who maybe are new to being parents or new to fitness. Either one, this is going to help everybody. And my main goal with how I focus on my training now that I'm a father is how to get in and out of the gym as quickly as possible and get the best bang for my buck. So just real quick, we'll go back 4 months. This is while we were still pregnant. I was lifting hard, following a pretty strict bodybuilding routine. And I can't really do that anymore because I don't have the time. At least right now, I don't have the time. So I had to change the way that I train. And what did I think about was, how can I get as many muscle groups hit in as little period of time? So a couple of things. One, I changed up my routine completely. I started doing full body training with abs and cardio mixed in wherever I could. Number two, I started doing a lot more boxing, and that is an amazing workout. If you haven't already done it, you need to. And number three, I'll hit different muscle groups on the same day. You know, I'll mix in bench press with squats, or I'll do deadlifts with running on the treadmill, which I'll explain a little bit later, because that's what I did today. So today's workout was only about 58 minutes long. And I started out with 15 minutes of really hard boxing on the heavy bag. Did a little bit of stretching beforehand, got loose, did some jumps, felt good. I went at that thing as hard as I possibly could after a good warm-up. And in my head, I'm picturing protecting my family. You know, I'm not taking boxing lessons from Mike Tyson here. I'm just practicing throwing a punch so that I know I can throw that punch. I'm doing different combinations, jabs, crosses, hooks. And my gym happens to have an uppercut bag as well. So I was hitting that, throwing different combinations. And this is really just a fat burning workout, going really quick, no rest in between sets, maybe 1 to 1.5 minutes of rest in between exercises completely. So I do the 15 minutes of going really hard on the heavy bag. And then I left that area and I went over to this open area and I grabbed the hex bar. Now, if anybody doesn't know what the hex bar is, it literally is a barbell in the shape of a hexagon. You could step inside it and do deadlifts with it. I prefer to do it that way because this puts more focus on the legs rather than on your back. So I loaded it up with 135 pounds and I set it right next to the treadmill. I jump inside and I do a set of 8 reps of deadlifts with the hex bar. Then I jump onto the treadmill and I run 1/4 mile. And I repeat this until I hit 1 mile. And then after the mile's over, I finish with 1 last set of 8 reps. With a 9-minute mile and about 1 minute per set of deadlifts, this only runs up about 14 minutes. So right here, I'm only sitting at about 29 minutes. From there, I went over to the dumbbell rack, and I'm not going for heavy weight. I'm not going for heavy reps. I want something kind of in between. So I grabbed a pair of 30-pound dumbbells, and I did dumbbell push press for about 4 to 5 reps. And I did 3 sets of that, and I superset it with wood choppers. Now, if anybody doesn't know what wood choppers are, you go to the cable station, you grab a handle, and you load it with maybe 15 to 20 pounds, and you grab it from up high, step away from it, and you turn facing outward. Now, the point of this is to simulate the motion of chopping wood. And the key is not to let the weight twist your body back towards it. You want to keep the weight away from you. And you want to do this for both sides. So I'll do 12 to 15 reps on each side. And that only took about maybe 9 minutes, 8 to 9 minutes total. So after that superset, I go over to the landmine. Typically people do landmine rows. It's just a barbell. It's in the ground or it's in a little station. So I'll take that, put 145-pound plate on it, and you square up to it. And I don't know if this has an official name, but I just call them landmine twists. So you square up to it, you grab it like you're going to do a push press, and then you just take the weight from side to side. And the key here is not to let the weight twist your spine. It's dangerous, and it takes the whole point of this away. This is great for your abs and your core, and it's a lot tougher than it looks doing. So I superset that with body weight reverse lunges. And the reason why I'm doing body weight reverse lunges is I want to do this as fast as possible. This is supposed to be fat burning. I'm not trying to add weight to this since I already did the deadlifts with weight. I'm trying to get my heart rate up. So I'm doing this as fast as I can. I do 8, 9, maybe 10 reps per leg. And I don't rest in between sets. Now that only took about maybe 8 minutes. So as you can see, the trend here is this is getting in and out of the gym as quickly as possible. You know, we're parents, we have things to do, we have kids to take care of, you know, whatever it is. So from here, you still want to look good, right? This is all about being functional, being able to run if you need to, lift whatever you need to, push whatever you need to, defend yourselves, whatever. But at the end of the day, you still want to look good. You know, when you're holding the baby in your arms, guys, you still want your arms to look good, right? So in my head, what am I thinking of? If I could only choose one exercise for my arms, specifically my biceps, what am I going to do to make my arms look good while I'm holding the baby? I'm going to do crossbody hammer curls with dumbbells, because if you're doing going across your body, you're hitting that outer portion of the bicep, where if you're holding the baby, the outer portion of the bicep is what's going to be shown. That's what everybody's going to see when you're wearing a t-shirt. So I superset those with standing overhead tricep extensions with a dumbbell. So I did sets of 8-10 with the crossbody hammer curls, and then I superset that, put the dumbbells down, grab a heavier dumbbell, and I superset that with really heavy tricep overhead extensions. So because I'm supersetting these and because I'm going quick, I didn't go as heavy as I usually do. I can usually grab like the 65s, the 70s, the 75s and do these for a good 4 to 5, maybe 6 reps. But with this, I took the 50s and I did really slow and controlled 6 to 8 reps. And it's not as heavy as I normally go. And I recommend you guys try this, because if you feel that burn, you're in constant tension. You're going to feel it later on. It's only one exercise for your triceps, but I guarantee you're going to feel it. So you superset that. No rest in between any of these sets, only a little bit of rest in between exercises. And at the end of the day, depending on how long you take your rest in between exercises, you're at about 54 to 59 minutes. You're in and out of the gym in less than an hour. Well, maybe a little bit over an hour with your warm-up and your stretching. That is doable. That's totally doable 3 to 4 times a week. Anybody can do this. There's no excuse why you can't exercise as parents. So that being said, the way that I think about this now is completely different with the way I thought about it before. I used to follow very, very strict bodybuilding routines. You know, I have to do chest this day, shoulders this day, arms this day, whatever. It's not how it's going anymore. I want to make sure that my abs are getting hit, you know, 3 to 4 times a week so that everything else is strong. I want to make sure that I am doing my cardio to keep my heart healthy, and I'm trying to lower my body fat so that I look good. And it's hard to do that, because what's the easiest thing to eat when you're a parent and you don't have time to cook? Well, it's fast food, and fast food's not good for you. You know, you always want to have whole foods. The other thing that I really can't stress enough is intensity. When you're in the gym and you're only going to be there for an hour or less, you have to be intense with this. You can't half-ass anything. You can't, you know, if you can lift more on the deadlifts, then do it. But if you're going to sacrifice your form to lift heavier weight when you're going in between a set of deadlifts and then a quarter mile on the treadmill, don't do that. Go with a weight that you're comfortable with, you know, 8 to 10 reps, and focus on the intensity. You want to explode up with the weight. You're not just picking it up. Same with doing the dumbbell push press. You know, you're not just going through the motions. You're exploding off of the ground, and you're going as hard as you possibly can, forcing that weight up overhead. You know, I know it kind of sounds a little weird or cliche, but you have to think about it as if you were in a life or death situation. You know, you're running from something, you know, there's, you know, zombie apocalypse, whatever, and you're running, and you have weight that you have to carry with gear and the kid, or you have to push something away like a fence or something. Get in your own head and create scenarios, because it's going to keep your workouts fresh, and it's also going to help you switch things up. So there'll be some days where all you want to do is cardio, and maybe that's fine. If you've got the time to just do cardio, then do it. And if that's all you feel like doing, then do it. But think about something while you're doing it. Think about running from something, or think about running towards something, or think about, if you're on a Stairmaster, climbing a mountain, or if you're on a bike, think about the Tour de France or something like that. Anything. It's got to be something fresh that you can keep at it consistently. And don't think that it's going to get easier just because you're going through the motions over and over again. The other thing I think more people need to do is some kind of boxing or martial arts. I started doing it this past summer when my wife was pregnant, because I bought a standalone heavy bag, an MMA bag, and I loved it. But I quickly got used to the weight of that bag, and it's not as heavy as a hanging heavy bag. So I needed something. So I highly recommend finding a gym that has hanging heavy bags for you to hit, because you want to be able to put all of your weight behind that punch. If I put all my weight behind every punch on my bag at home, I'm going to knock it over in one or two hits. And you can't do that with a bag that's hanging that weighs 75 to 80 pounds or whatever it is. So you need to find something that has that. It's a great relief of your stress and your anger. It's a great relief knowing that you know how to throw a punch in case something ever happens. And it's amazing cardio. I was dripping sweat by the 10th, 11th minute. And there's also ways that you can incorporate supersets with that. You know, you hit the bag for a minute and then you drop down and you do a set of 10 burpees. If you have one like mine that it's hanging on a pull-up bar, you hit the bag for a minute, take your gloves off, jump up, do a set of pull-ups, or jump up and do a set of hanging leg raises. Or you just jump up onto the bar and you hold for as long as you can, test your grip strength, and you just don't swing, just keep it still and test your core strength. Different ways to do it, you know. You find some battle ropes. Battle ropes are great. You hit the bag for a minute, grab the battle ropes, go as hard as you can until you cannot move your arms again. And then no rest, put the gloves back on, go hit that bag again. Do 3 or 4 sets of that, you're going to be toast by the end of that, and that's only going to be about 15 minutes, 15 to 16 minutes, and you're in and out. So I highly recommend finding a gym that has some kind of boxing, or buy one for yourself at home if you can. If you've got the room for it, do it. I don't have anywhere to hang a bag in my townhome, which is why I bought a standalone one. I close the garage door, and 90-degree day in the summer, just wearing shorts in there, you're dripping sweat in 15 minutes. And you're burning fat, you're moving, you're staying consistent with it, and it feels amazing. So that being said, there's another thing that I've started experimenting with, and that is vegan food. Now, I know what you're thinking. No, I haven't gone vegan, but I did watch the Game Changers documentary on Netflix. I did listen to James and Chris debate about it on Joe Rogan's podcast, which I recommend listening to if you haven't already. And I think it's a decent documentary when it comes to health, but I think everybody needs to make their own decision. Now, I'm not going to stop eating meat or animal products, but I think that it's worth it to have one day where you do it, or 2 days a week where you do it, or one meal where you do it. you don't always have to eat animal products. It's not going to stop me from eating eggs or chicken or beef or steak or fish or anything like that. I'm still going to. But I found some vegan recipes that I actually Googled anti-inflammatory meals, and one of these popped up. It was this burrito that had hummus, black beans, peppers, onions, mushrooms, spinach, in a spinach wrap or a burrito, a tortilla, and it's loaded with protein. It's got plenty of protein. I forget exactly how much. I think it was maybe 12 to 13 grams. I can't remember exactly. But it had plenty of protein in it, good carbohydrates. You know, top it with some avocado, some good fats, and some salsa. And you got a meal. You know, maybe make some rice on the side. It's a vegan meal with plenty of protein, good carbohydrates after a really hard workout, and you're set. You've got your protein intake for that. You've got carbohydrates to keep you going and shuttle that protein molecule into your muscle. And it tastes good, you know? Add the right spices and cook it right. You just cook all those vegetables in a pan, throw some salt, some spices in it. You're good to go. And it's interesting because you can experiment with it, with different spices and all that kind of stuff. You can experiment with the different vegetables and the different protein sources. I haven't yet, but I think it's worth looking into. And it gives you the opportunity to have that one vegan meal a week, you know? And like I said, I mean, everybody saw my post on Instagram. There was a bunch of people that thought, you know, oh, he's going vegan because of one documentary. And that's just not the case. The next morning, I posted my egg and sausage omelet. And I said, no, I'm not going vegan. So I think it's just worth looking into. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in. And there's going to be a lot more of these just quick little workout pods where I'm really focusing on the parents here, because it's hard being parents and keeping your fitness goals in line because of how little time we have and how tired we can be when the baby's, you know, up all night, or, you know, the kids have this going on or this game to go to or whatever it is. We're all busy, but I guarantee you everybody can make time for it. You can make time for it. Even if it's only half an hour, you can make time for it. That being said, get out there and kill it. Go work out. Kiss your wife, hug your kids, and have a great day.